Kings and queens, presidents and secret agents. She sold over 135 million records in a career that spanned 50 years and taken her from Tiger Bay to New York and back again. She's the biggest selling British female artist of all time, and she's recently released her first new studio album in over 20 years. And I'm talking about the one and only Dame Shirley Bassey, and the lady is with me now. Hello, gorgeous.
Hello.
How are you? You're looking fabulous.
And so are you.
Now, listen, this new album, I mean, the fans are going ballistic, and so am I. Oh, it's just wonderful. Are you pleased with it?
Oh, I think it is the best that I have done.
Yeah.
In 100 years.
I mean, yeah. Were you reluctant at first to record a new album with totally new material?
Yes, I was.
Was it a worry for you?
Yes.
Did you think,
I really had to be talked into it, to listen, you know.
Yeah.
And because they were so modern and different to what I'd ever done, I was reluctant. I was a bit afraid of it, actually.
It's a new you, this, isn't it? It really
is. It really is a new me, yeah. And I don't know where that voice has come from.
And some of them, it's a tiny voice on some of them.
Yes.
It's really, really quiet. It's very personal. You almost feel like you're intruding when you listen to some of the songs because they sound so personal. But look, we're going to play a track now. Are you ready?
No,
one of my favourites. One of my favourites. And it's the girl from Tiger Bay.
Oh, wow. Doesn't exist anymore.
Well, I know this. When I used to work the clubs down there in Wales, I used to say, "Let's go and have a look at Tiger Bay," and it had gone.
Completely. And I was so upset and I wrote a letter to the mayor and said, you know, I was born there and now I don't know where I belong. You know, I was born in Tiger Bay. Well, and they made it, it's called Butte Town.
Yeah.
And they apologised and said, well, you know, they had to do that, progress, blah, blah, blah. But bless the Manic Street Preachers for writing it, because now Tiger Bay
is back on the map.
Back on the map.
But it's so, I mean, Butte Town is nothing in comparison to the name Tiger Bay.
Oh, it was Tiger Bay.
Was it tough, Tiger Bay?
It was tough, yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, so my family said, because my mother got us out of there, thank goodness, when I was about 3-4.
Yeah. Was it the docks down there, Tiger
Bay? Yes.
Yeah.
And bombed, you know, we were bombed, I mean, because we were a mile away from the port.
Yeah.
And when the bombs dropped, I mean, our windows came in and one of my sisters got shrapnel.
Oh, my
and
God.
And my mother rushed us across the road to the bomb shelter.
Was your mum like my mum? She wouldn't go in the air raid shelter.
Oh, yes, yes, she would.
Oh, would she? Yes, my mother used to lie in bed counting cockroaches, she said. And she said she refused to go in the air raid shelter.
No, she would take us, definitely.
Oh, good
for
her.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Now, look, there's another song on this album that I'm crazy about. It's Nice Men. It's Katie Tunstall.
Katie Tunstall. What a lovely lady.
Isn't she gorgeous?
Yes, yes.
Isn't she cute?
She really is. She's the only lady songwriter on the album.
What did you think of that one when you first heard it, Nice Men?
Well, I thought it was great, but it was fast, and then I thought, well, I wonder if I could slow it up and make it into a sexy... But no. Every time I thought... That's the marvellous thing about this album and why it's turned out this way, is I was thinking entirely bassy way.
Yeah.
And then the songs were saying no.
So you had to rethink everything.
Yes,
completely.
Yeah.
This is a total new genre for you.
And because when I was listening to each writer's demo, I thought, no, that isn't me. I've got to go bassy. But when I started to sing it, no, this other voice came out.
Did you think, no, I can't touch these. These aren't me. Were you were you scared at first?
I was scared. Yeah. I was really...
I can't believe. Shirley Bassey, scared.
Nervous.
You're fearless.
I hate cockroaches. I hate rats. I hate insects.
Don't like mice.
I don't like
Well,
mice.
There's no mice in here. My Elsie's off today. We kept her out. Look, let's hear Nice Men, shall we? Written by Katie Tunstall. A glorious song.
Shiny dress, the water calm and still. The only sound for miles around was a hungry cat on a windowsill. In amongst the quiet, something strange was going on. Where have all the nice men, where have all the good men, where have all the bad men gone? Who knows where
Now, your live performances are something else. I'll never... I mean, I've seen you so many times, and it's the buzz in the audience before you come on, the excitement, and then there's the opening bars of Goldfinger, that fabulous brass. Wow! Wow. And then out you come in the coat and the feathers, and the place... It's like somebody's let a bomb off. The place goes up. That, do you still get a big thrill from live performing?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, and I wonderful. Thought Glastonbury, oh, that was just so exciting.
You could see it on your face when you were performing.
I thought I would hate it and all that mud because Bassie doesn't do mud with those gowns.
Of course
you know?
She doesn't.
And I got a few spots on, you know, so I sent them back to Julian and there's mud on the sequins, you know.
Well, I thought this, you know, when I first heard you were doing Gladstone, I thought, Shirley Bassey, Gladstone, she doesn't do that. She doesn't do these chemical laughs and tents. I'm sorry, right. You know, she's treated the Ritz and champagne and glamour.
Yes.
And it was the most glorious thing to see the audience again.
Exciting, yeah. exciting.
Did you expect that response?
No.
They went crazy.
No. You know, because I didn't even know what the place looked like because we couldn't rehearse.
Yeah.
So the night before, I rehearsed in a studio in town. And the first time I saw it was from the helicopter and I saw all those people and I'm thinking, turn around and let's go back. I can't do this.
Do you know what? You are wonderful with your audience. When I saw you at the Albert Hall and there was a lovely couple from Wales sat next to me and he kept shouting, go on, Shirley, love. And it was like you were a member of his family. You know what
yes.
I mean? His affection for you. But your affection equally for the audience back
but
from
I
the
like
stage.
But I like that loving and that goes on between us.
Yeah.
You know, and they call out and...
Yeah.
I love that ever since I was 18 and they sent me up to Glasgow Empire.
Oh.
And there was they didn't tell me about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they
Des
just...
O'Connor fainted, didn't he, before he went
apparently,
on stage?
Yes. and they didn't tell me about it. And I'm in the dressing room and I can hear this buzz, this noise, and I don't know what it is. So I take off my towel and dressing gown and I put on my velvet one, you know,
yeah.
and go and watch in the wings and listen. And I thought, what is the noise? It's the audience having a go at each artist that comes on and get off and you know, trying to upset the balancing act, you know, so that they fall. And the comedian set him off the timing. And then I said, no, they won't do that to me. No, they won't.
They wouldn't
fully
dare.
Convinced they wouldn't do that to me.
Yeah.
So then it was my turn to go on. And now I know why you start with a fast song so you can't hear anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So a fast, loud song you open with. And the second one was, I've got you under my skin, I've got you deep. And then they let me have it.
Oh, really?
Take it off, get off, take it all off, you know. I was horrified. So I stopped the song and I said, now listen, you're in this broad Welsh accent. Now listen, you lot. I've come up here to entertain you.